How are your kids? Raising children can be challenging even when they're in good health, but for parents of kids facing physical or mental challenges, it can be especially daunting. Here with some clear-eyed guidance is Kelly Fraden, author of the book Advanced Parenting, Advice for Helping Kids Through Diagnoses, Differences, and Mental Health Challenges. Kelly is a pediatrician, a mother of two, and a child advocate, and she joins us now to share five of her key insights.
My name is Dr. Kelly Fraden. I'm a pediatrician, mother of two, and childhood cancer survivor. I've written Advanced Parenting as a resource to help support parents when their children face a challenge, be it a diagnosis, a developmental difference, or a mental health challenge. I'm going to share with you five of the big ideas from the book. Big idea one, parents are also caregivers. There's been a cultural shift in better understanding that many adults become caregivers for their elderly parents. We know that to be a caregiver for an aging relative takes time, skills, money, and energy. And the truth of the matter is that not all parents have the same parenting experience. However, most parents at some point in their child's journey have to be caregivers. Whether their child is having something like asthma or eczema, a learning disability, a food allergy, if their child was premature or has a developmental delay, parents need these extra skills and knowledge. They need to become caregivers and advocates to support their families. Big idea number two, parents can get better at being caregivers. As a pediatrician, I've seen over and over that the second time a parent faces a challenge, things are easier. The lived experience of taking one child through a diagnosis of asthma and learning how you make an appointment with a specialist and work with a pharmacy to get a medication and inform the school about the diagnosis and make a safety plan. It's a lot of work, and going through that the first time, a parent learns how to navigate their system and how to work with their team. Then, when the second child has something come up, even if it's something different, like, say, facing a diagnosis of anxiety, a parent can use what they learned with the first child's experience to better navigate the second child's challenge. The unfortunate truth of it is, though, you shouldn't have to live through something to learn the skills you need to be successful. And I hope that in the book, I share tangible skills that parents can learn the easy way by reading rather than learning the hard way by struggling and failing. Big idea number three, the parent is the most important person to help a child. Traditionally, parents look at the professionals surrounding their child as the most important part of the plan. They put a lot of pressure on themselves to find the right specialist and examine their credentials attentively and really advocate for picking the best team. The truth of the matter is that it's not the doctor or the educational consultant or the therapist that is the most important person at helping the child. The most important person is the parent. Nobody knows a child like a parent does, and the details of the day-to-day that your child experiences give you the most insight into what your child needs and what your child will respond to. Only you can know what's important to your family and what your priorities are, and only you can take on the task of communicating with the team. The truth is that no specialist, however bright, will be able to be a mind reader and know what your family life is like and what your child needs. They will only respond to the information that you share and the priorities that you vocalize when you see them. And for that reason, there's simply nobody more impactful to a child's success at facing a challenge than a parent. Big idea number four, every parent can be an effective advocate. Many parents might find this daunting, the size and scope of the responsibility they have in advocating for their child's well-being and representing their family's needs to the professionals they work with. They might think, I don't know anything about this diagnosis, or I don't know as much as this specialist or teacher. But the truth is that you, as a parent, are the best person to support your child. It's not about the jargon of the words that these professionals use or about the logistics of navigating the system. That's why those professionals are there, to help educate you, to help guide you to the resources you need, and to help you learn. You shouldn't feel less than for needing to learn, because needing to learn is one of the first jobs of an advocate. Doing the research and gaining the skills are the first step to helping your child. So don't feel defeated or overwhelmed, but simply view it as a growth opportunity. So many parents I know have started from scratch when facing a diagnosis and found that they learned a lot along the way, and then they gain meaning from helping others who follow behind them, whether it's a friend or a colleague who has a diagnosis come up. The things that you learn supporting your child will help others too. Big idea number 5. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Many families, when they face a challenge, go all in right away. No parent wants to snooze when their child is facing a stressful moment, and we normally respond in a big way right away. But we also respond in a way that's not necessarily sustainable. The truth of the matter is that many children, maybe a third of them, face chronic conditions that will require follow-up and monitoring over the long term. As children grow, often they take on new responsibilities, remembering to take their own medicine or eventually making their own appointments with doctors and navigating the healthcare field independently. So the truth of the matter is, it's a long haul for most parents, and that's why it's so important to intelligently use all your available resources. It doesn't make you less of a parent if you acknowledge that you can't do everything and be everything to your child. It's simply smart to use your neighbors, your family members, your babysitters, your teachers, your colleagues and your friends, all as resources to support your family over the longer haul. This way you can preserve your energy for what you need to do most and all those things that really you're the only person that can take on that responsibility. Because you're so important to your child's well-being, protecting your health and your energy is vital to your child's success. I think one of the most advanced parenting skills of all is to have empathy for yourself and for others. I'll share a story. One mother that I know had a child who was diagnosed with a food allergy. This was more than 10 years ago, and there wasn't really much to do other than to restrict the diet and keep the child's environment free of the allergen to prevent reactions. But this mother advocated for her child by continuing to ask questions. At every follow-up appointment, she said, "Isn't there something we could try? Isn't there something we could do? Can't I learn more about this?" She sought out the conferences about food allergies and met some of the researchers who did the first clinical trials about the oral induction of tolerance. Because her child was able to participate in the very first study about desensitization to peanut, he was able to get over his peanut allergy years before the treatment became mainstream. It's clear from stories like this that when a parent learns the skills to be an effective caregiver, they can make a real tangible difference in their child's life and help their child to get better care. While it would be nice if the healthcare system worked in a way that every child got the best treatment, the truth is that by being an effective caregiving parent, you can help your child to get the best care. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Kelly. That was Kelly Fraden with 5 big ideas from Advanced Parenting, advice for helping kids through diagnoses, differences, and mental health challenges. I'm Michael Kovnet. Thanks for listening.